wrapped like a mummy and hung head down from a high tree branch. Doge said,
"Each funeral would have been appropriate to the person and situation, I'm sure. What's done with the flesh isn't critical. The ceremonies are intended to ease the soul's transition to its new state. They're absolutely essential. If they're not observed, the dead man's spirit may be compelled to wander the earth indefinitely."
"As ghosts? Or dreamwalkers?" Doge seemed startled.
Ghosts. A restless spirit that wants to finish tasks interrupted by death. They can't, so they just keep going."
Although Vedna ghosts are wicked spirits cursed to wander by God himself, I had no trouble following Doge's notion. "Then we'll leave him here. You want to stand beside him? To make sure he stays safe from traffic?" Bucket had placed Duke at the edge of the road so he would not be disturbed by the terrified fugitives back then.
"How did he die?"
Swan asked. Then he squawked. The white crow had nipped his ear again. Everybody turned to stare at Swan. "What do you mean?" I asked.
"Look, if a shadow got Duke, and somebody tried to lay him out proper, that layer outer would be here dead as a wedge too, right? So he must have died some other way before."
A dim lamp seemed to come alive inside his head.
"Catcher did it,"
the crow said. It was crow call, but the words were clear.
Ah! Catcher did it!
The Nyuang bow began to press in on Swan. "Catcher did it," I reminded them. "Probably with a booby-trap spell. By the time Duke reached this point, she would have been 10 miles ahead of anybody on foot. She was mounted, remember? From what I remember about Duke, he probably saw the trap as Bucket tripped it and jumped in the way." Goda pointed out,
"The Protector could not have left a booby-trap to kill Duke if she had not been released."
Her tagline was the best I had ever heard it. The anger in her eyes said she wanted no mistake to be made. Sara whispered, "Suyin Din Duke was a second cousin to my father." I said, "We've been through this before, people. We can't exonerate Willow Swan, but we can forgive him if we recall the circumstances he faced. Do any of you really think you can get the best of the Protector face to face? No hands? But some of you think so in your heart." Fu Nuang Bo lacked for arrogant self-confidence. "Here's your challenge. Run back and prove it. The Shadow Gate will let you out. Soul Catcher is on foot. She's crippled. You can catch up fast. Can you ask for any more?" I paused. "What? No takers? Then lay off Swan." The White Crow cawed mockingly. I saw a few thoughtful, sheepish faces, but Goda's was not one of them. Goda had never been wrong in her life, except that one time when she had thought she might be wrong. Swan let it roll off, as he had done for years. He had learned from the strictest instructress. He did suggest,
"You said we need to keep rolling, Sleepy, although I guess we meat-eaters can start on the vegetarians after their stories run out."
"Carry the key, Tobo." "Thank you, Sara." Sara turned away. "Mother, stay with Tobo. Don't let him walk any faster than you."